Hello, everyone coming in to find out if private coaching is right for them. I am Coach MJ, and I will be talking all about private coaching. Hopefully, we'll just be on here for 30 minutes. I am here. I'm alone. So if you could please use the Q&A so that I can get to any questions that you have. I got a laser on my nose the other day, and it is driving me insane. It is like red and it looks rough, but I did cover it up with makeup. I had a red dot and I exchanged it for a big red thing. But let's see. Oh, Coach Lizzie is here with me. Huh, I thought I was by myself. I ain't by myself. Here's Lizzie. Hello, Lizzie. So we're going to talk about private coaching. So here's what I'm going to do on this call. I'm going to explain a little bit about how private coaching works, who should do private coaching, and then I'm going to get to brag on my coaches. I love doing that. So I will take us over to the website, show you the pictures of all of our coaches and sort of what each of our coaches, all of our coaches can coach anything. We are trained to be able to coach anything, but there are some of our coaches that have done a deeper dive into one area or another. And so some folks just want to work with, maybe somebody who's specialized or whatever. And so I want to make sure that you know what all of our coaches sort of do and what their like area of interest is and all that kind of stuff. So private coaching is an add-on offer that we have here at the No BS. It is 2%, about 2 to 3% of our membership participate in private coaching. The rest of our members use the tools inside of No BS. They use the coaching calls to raise their hands to be coached. They use accountability. They use Ask Coaches. They use all of those other things. They use Facebook, all the other things that we have available to you. But some folks just want either accountability. They're not very social. They just don't want to put their stuff out there. They just want to work privately, one-on-one with a coach. Some of them have one specific thing that they're wanting to work through. And so they will hire us as their private coach inside of No BS. So we can coach anything, relationships, jobs, just really anything. And of course, weight loss. So how it works is if you have never been in private coaching before, it is $14.97 for 3 months of coaching. $14.97. Once you complete that initial 3 months, even if you leave coaching, anytime you're ever in the membership, if you come back, you can come back month to month. So you only have to do that initial 3 months your first time. And then after that, you can do month to month. And so we do have members that have basically tried all of our coaches. So they did the initial 3 months with somebody, and then they'll take a few months off, and then they'll come back and work with somebody else. And then they'll take a few months off, and then they'll come back and work with somebody else for a month or something. So we do have that. And Anonymous asked a question about therapy versus coaching, and I will answer that. I think that's a great question to get to. So we will work with you. What does it mean to work with a private coach inside of No BS? You have one 25-minute Zoom call, just like you see us doing coaching on Sundays or whenever we pull people up for coaching. You'll see you and the coach, and that's it. Just the two of you for 25 minutes every single week inside of your coach will give you their Zoom link. You will hop on, and it's just the two of you. You also will get access to your coach throughout the week in a private Slack channel. So it will tell you how to download Slack. If you don't know what it is, it's just like a messaging sort of app. You can post pictures, videos for your coach, anything for your coach. And on the days that they work, because believe it or not, they do take days off during the week, they will respond to you every single day that they are in the office, so to speak. So you will work with your coach there written $1,497, not $14.97, $1,497 for 3 months. And then it's $497 for 1 month after that. I mean, for months following that. And then you also get a Facebook group that is just for private clients. And you also get a monthly private coaching newsletter. Lizzie does that and she does an amazing job. Usually she interviews one of the coaches about a topic and they discuss it. There's a video in there so you can see all of that. We gave that newsletter to her and she's transformed it. It is on the next level of good. I did mention Slack. So when you're in Slack with your coach, you have a private channel. So when you're posting plans or you're posting a journal or you're posting your, whatever you're working on, it's just between you and that coach. Nobody else. I don't have access to it. Nobody has access, just you and your coach. That's it. There is a general channel in Slack. So if you want to talk to the other people who are private coaching, like let's say you're working with Lizzie and you want to talk to other folks who are, maybe you want to do an accountability group with somebody that's working with Lizzie. You could go in that general channel and say, hey, I would love to work with somebody who's also working with Lizzie. Can we work together? They'll post, the coaches will post like weekly things in there sometimes. Maybe if they're listening to a podcast and they think it might be relevant to the group, they'll post it in that general channel, but everything else will go in your private Slack channels. So that is how private coaching works, like logistically how it works. If you sign up for a coach and you get put on a wait list, or even if you don't get put on a wait list, when you sign up, you will fill out a form and I, the amazing Coach MJ, will hook you up with a coach. There is on the form a place that says, is there anything else you want to tell us? If you've got a coach preference, that is where you would put that. Your time in private coaching does not start until the day you meet with your coach. So let's say that you sign up to coach with someone and they've got a 3-week wait list and you wait 3 weeks. I will adjust your billing on the day. So your time, if you're returning your month or if you're a first timer, your 3 months will not start until the day that you meet with your coach the first time. But in the meantime, you'll still be able to get into that private Facebook group while you wait, and you will still start to receive that private coaching newsletter if you're waiting. So that is how it logistically works. So someone anonymous did ask, she is seriously considering coaching, but she needs advice as to whether or not it might be more appropriate for me to have therapy or counseling instead. I have had a lot of loss throughout my life from the age of five, and although I'm naturally an optimist and cope well with everything life throws at me, one particular and traumatic loss 17 years ago seems to have crushed my spirit. This is the first time I have acknowledged this to anyone. She says she should have probably had counseling at the time, but she just never did. I'm not certain to what extent, if at all, this and my low self-esteem impacts my long struggles to lose weight, but I sense there might be a connection. My family and friends all think that I'm fine, a cheerful person with a positive attitude, and I am most of the time, but my inner life is not as calm and often feels broken. I think private coaching would be a good fit for you. So one thing that we talk a lot about is if your daily function is limited or impacted at all by something that either you're struggling with, something that happened in your past, you want to go to therapy. Now, the other thing you can do is a lot of our clients work with a therapist and coaching at the same time. So the therapist spends a lot of time dealing with the trauma in their past, while in coaching, we help them focus on what they're learning from therapy and take it into their future self, who they want to be. But we do have, it sounds like you are still functioning. It is not impacting you. Coaching may be the way for you to go to start to work through some of that and unpack some of that. So that is the answer to my question. But a lot of times, if you're thinking therapy may be the choice for you, you can always try that first. Because I'm not a healthcare professional. I am just a coach, and so it could be a good conversation to have. Maybe even with your doctor, for sure. All right, I am going to show you our website. And I'm going to walk you through kind of our coaches and what each of them sort of specialize in. And sort of what their jam is, even though we know they can all do everything because they're freaking awesome and amazing. So, let me see. I was looking at pathways in the last thing. It's you can find private coaching under coaching and private coaching, of course. And this is where you will be. Here's all of our amazing coaches. There's some stuff on here about, you know, how to get started and all that other kind of stuff. So Coach Mish is, you know, she's a general coach. I'm just going to not say that anymore because everybody can coach anything. But Coach Mish comes from an interesting background. She was married to a man and has children. And then she actually realized, I don't know at what point, but she realized that she was a lesbian. She is happily married to an amazing woman who we got to meet at camp last time, and it's amazing. She is very good at processes. If you know your process is broken for weight loss, that would be a good coach for you. If you are working on being accountable to yourself, Mish would be an amazing coach for you. Coach Ashley and Coach Christy, one thing that they do a little bit differently is they are our new member transformation coaches. So they typically, they're in-ass coaches and all the other stuff, but they also work with members in their first 30 days to get them going. So if you feel stuck, you feel like you've been in no BS for a long time, but you just cannot get your ass in gear to do the things, Coach Ashley and Coach Christy would be an amazing fit for you. Coach Ashley, as you can see, is also a woman of color. So if you're a woman of color and would prefer to work with a woman of color, Coach Ashley is your person. Coach Misha is also a woman of color, and Coach Dina is a woman of color. Coach Ashley is a woman of color. She has got PCOS. And so she has certain dietary things that she needs to follow. So if you're on a special diet struggling with that, you may be able to connect with Coach Ashley. A lot of times when we get the intake form, it's like, I don't want to work with folks who have kids. Coach Ashley does not have children. She got nieces and nephews. So if that is your preference to work with someone who does not have children, Coach Ashley is a good fit for you. And she is also doing the weight loss injectables. And so if you are doing that and you want to work with a coach who is also doing that, Coach Ashley is for you. Coach Christy, again, is one CH Christy. There are two Christies, Coach K Christy and Coach CH Christy. Coach CH Christy is also one of our new member transformation coaches. She actually, though, is a nurse practitioner who has been practicing for a very long time. She's still also on one of her days off, still works as a nurse practitioner. She is our hormone menopause sort of an expert, and she can come at it from a medical background, which is amazing to have on our team. So, again, too, if you're working on any, like I just coached somebody last time about rheumatoid arthritis and her relationship with that, somebody who has that clinical knowledge, may be good for you to work through some stuff with. We've got Coach Dina, who is our accountability goddess. So she is really good in relationships. She is amazing at coaching, being accountable to yourself, being accountable to others. She is very good, again, at the process, at level ups, at seeing what is getting in your way for weight loss and helping you through that. I know her clients, and with her clients, she creates an amazing community because she is the accountability coach. So she's like, that's her jam. Coach Christy with a K is our maintenance coach. She has had regains and relosses and all those things. She is happily in maintenance and she does all of our maintenance calls. So if you're in maintenance, another thing that Christy did before she came to us is work with teenagers and preteens. So if you are a parent struggling with your children, she may be the coach for you as well because she has studied, you know, that preteen teenage years. Another thing that she is very well versed in and has coached a good bit of are parents who are struggling with their kids going through transition. So she coaches a lot of parents of LGBTQ plus youth who are going through transitions and are wanting to navigate that process. Coach Christy is good for you. Coach Lizzie is, she's just good all the way around. Coach Lizzie is very good at goals. She's very good at keeping you organized. She is very good at keeping you on track. She, one of her superpowers, I feel like, is thinking outside the box. She is very good at listening to what is going on, and maybe you've tried all the things. Coach Lizzie will come up with more all the things. She is not a cookie cutter coach. The other thing that Lizzie brings to the table is she was a Noom coach. So she knows about other diet rules, how they, how you feel about them coming into no BS. So she gives us a totally different perspective, as she was a Noom coach before she came here. Coach Kathy is our feelings coach, trauma, feelings. If you're working through trauma, she is, like a, she's not a therapist, of course. But she does work with a lot of women on like somatics, feeling their feelings, other avenues other than thought work. So she does a lot of tapping and that sort of stuff. So Coach Kathy is a good get in touch with your feelings kind of a coach. Coach Betsy is our binge coach. She has also done a tremendous amount of study in, she has not had weight loss surgery, but she at one point was wanting to be a weight loss surgery coach and dealing with everything that goes along with weight loss surgery and all the thoughts and all that kind of stuff that people have and just different physical sensations. So Betsy is good with that. And then Coach Lisa worked a lot with Coach Julie, who left us to take care of her health. As Julie was going through the certification to do like sex certification, sex coaching, Lisa was right alongside of her. So Lisa is very good at that. That is her area of expertise. However, she does also work with, she is our retention coach. And so she works with a lot of members who are thinking about quitting, don't know what to do next. Coach Lisa could be your girl. So, that is a little bit about our coaches. And as you can see, like we can all coach anything, but I am sure that like one person kind of resonates with you and you're like, oh my gosh, that sounds a lot like me. We have really tried to bring in coaches with a big, just kind of diversity of like life experience and situations in life and weight loss paths and all of those other things, because we know that, y'all are all, the members are all coming from a different place. And so we want to honor that. We want to give you somebody that is for you. So the other thing that happens a lot is we see this a lot when people, they never speak up during coaching. Like when they leave coaching, they'll say, I just never connected with my coach. And I think if I'd had another coach, I would have done better. I'm going to tell y'all, not everybody is for everybody. My job as head coach is to make sure you get the best coach for you. That's my job. I am the one that looks at the intake forms that you fill out. I am the one using my best judgment, unless you ask for a coach, putting you with the coach that I think is the best fit for you. That is what I do. I know their strengths. I see what you wrote about. I put you with somebody who I think is the best fit for you. I don't always get it right. I'll be the first to admit it. I got a little few sentences on a sheet of paper, and I'm thinking this coach is for this person. Y'all, if you are not connecting with your coach after a few sessions, email me at support@pnptribe.com. Or click the blue question mark on the bottom of any page on the website. I will make it right. I will make it right. And anytime somebody writes in and says, like, I'm just not clicking with my coach, I would like to try somebody different. What options do you have available? The first thing I always tell them is, I am so proud that you reached out because you're paying for a service. You deserve to get what you want, what you paid for. And one of the things that you pay for is a little bit of a connection with a coach. We're not trying to be besties, but if you really are not connecting with your coach, reach back out. and let me work with you and find the best coach for you. I don't mind. It's my job. I love doing it. And I want you to get the most help that you can when you sign up for private coaching. So, private coaching is for anybody, really, that is feeling stuck, that just can't get out of it, that is wanting to work on a deeper level, maybe on one thing in particular. I've had clients sign up before that are like, I had like a really, like a top executive sign up one time, and she was like, I don't have time to listen to anything. I don't have time to go through courses. We would coach every week. And then she would say, I want you to make me a playlist every week. Here are the things I know in the membership that would help you. And I would send her the links to the episodes or the links to the videos so that I could like curate her no BS experience. I've had people who have worked with me who really just wanted to work on should they stay in their relationship or not? Should they get divorced or should they stay married? And we worked through all of their thoughts about it and what their fears were. We have coached on, I mean, of course, weight loss, a lot of weight loss. I've coached people on grief and working through that. So I just want to encourage you, if you think that private coaching may be right for you, there is a question mark if you want your specific questions answered. There is a question mark to find out, you know, if you have a question, we'll answer you, whatever. Click on that. We will send you a video response. Or you can email me at support@pnptribe.com. There's that. Reach out and ask me. I love that Lisa is the retention coach. Does she help with clients one-on-one who has a tendency to quit all the time? Girl, yes, she would be your girl. She would be your girl. Who would deal with the stalls or close to range, but just not getting there? Nancy, really, any of our coaches could help you with that. I would just pick one or let me pick. Or if I just went through that list and you're like, oh my gosh, I sound a lot like this coach. Then just write it on your form and I'll make sure that we get you hooked up there. Any questions about private coaching? Any concerns? Like, if you're like, I want to hear from everybody who's on here, I've always thought about it. I would love to do private coaching, but this is the one thing that is holding me back. Now, if it's cost, that is something you're going to have to work out. I'm talking about thoughts. I'm talking about stuff that gets in the way of you saying, yes, I think this is for me and I want to do it. Laura says, why 3 months? Why not monthly? So, in order to develop your relationship with a coach, get used to private coaching. Usually, the first time you come into private coaching, you've got a little bit of a bigger goal, and we want to give you an opportunity to get as much of that goal accomplished and complete and build the rapport. So then, after that, whenever you come back, if you ever decided to quit private coaching and then come back, you come back on a month-to-month basis because at that point, you're probably just doing like a tweak. I just need another month, or I've noticed I've slipping myself into some habits. I want to come back for a month and just work on that. Valerie said, do I have time every week? Oh, I love this one. How do I schedule this if I'm working? So, Valerie, when you sign up for private coaching, you are given your coach's schedule. And they have all of my coaches that do private coaching have time either in the evening, on the weekend, or both. Okay. I even have people. I had somebody write in last week to ask for coaching, and they're like, these are the times that I'm available for coaching. Tell me who can meet me at these times. And so I went into the coaches channel and I said, who coaches at that time? I took the coach that was doing that based on what the member wrote in, and I paired them up. If you ever get into private coaching and you realize that none of that coach's time works for you, you have to let the coach know. You know, we put stuff on a calendar, but most of the coaches, I mean, most, if not all of the coaches, if you say, I listen, the only time I can meet is 8 a.m. Central. That's it. I know you don't have coaching at that time. They'll either tell you, no, let me find you another coach, or they'll say, sure. I used to do that all the time with my clients. And they would say, like, I used to have a school teacher that met me like after school, and I did not like coaching in the evening. I coached on Saturday. She could not come until 5:30 Eastern. And she just let me know. And I met her every, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday, Monty, in the evenings. I just worked it out, and we will work it out for you. Can you really make significant headway with just 25 minutes a week? Sarah, you would be surprised. So a lot of times what y'all see on coaching calls, when you see Corinne coach long and do different things, we have to find out about that person on a coaching call. We've got to hear the backstory. Okay. So whenever you come into private coaching, you do that the first couple of sessions. And after that, your coach knows you. They know who your kids are. They know what you do for a living. They know what your stressors are. They know all of that kind of stuff. And so all of that goes away when you're in private coaching. You just literally come in, hey, how's your week been? Pick up where we left off. So you get actually 25 minutes of coaching, which is different than what you see on calls. So 25 minutes doesn't seem like a lot, but when you don't have to give a backstory, you don't have to develop a rapport. And also, you've been written communicating with a coach all week long. So they know when they get on the call. I used to have a client that would send me an agenda every week. Like, here's what I want coaching on this week, or here's what I've done, and here's what I want. Because you've been talking to that coach, maybe not verbally, but written all week long. So they know exactly what's going on with you. What is the time needed weekly to make it worth the cost? Great question. So, the 25 minute a week call, definitely you would need to do that. The other thing that's really good about private coaching is you and your coach will work together as to how much time you want to spend on private coaching. We have some of our clients that want, give me, I want to spend 30 minutes a day journaling, give me all the journal prompts. Some of our clients want to work on 1 to 2 like habit changes or level ups a week. And so it just depends on what you and the coach come up with. But honestly, I would think that if you had 45 minutes a week, so 25 minutes for your call, and then just check in with your coach a couple of times a week, it would definitely be worth your time. I've had clients I never heard from in Slack. They're like, I ain't doing that mess. My coaching call is fine. And we just did 25 minutes a week. And then I would give them homework about what to level up. Maybe I had them put sticky notes or working on a habit or whatever. And then they would just do that throughout the week. Dinah says, how does it work when you request a new coach? Do we start over? You don't necessarily start over. So if you've been meeting with a client, a coach for 3 or 4 weeks, and you're like, nah, this is just not hitting it for me, you reach back out for me. Reach back out to me. I will find you a new coach. And typically, I will give you a week or two. Like, I'll adjust your billing dates so that you can get in there with that coach and develop a, you know, just spend a week or two getting to know each other. And then you just kind of hit the ground running. Dinah says, how many sessions do we get per month? So it goes month to month. So if you signed up on August 11th or you started your first day of coaching was August 11th, it would run through September 11th. And so sometimes that is 4 weeks, sometimes that's 5 weeks. It just depends. Let's see. Do you think private coaching is appropriate for someone who is close to goal? Basically, with I'm within 10 to 15 pounds of goal, depending on the week, but I can't seem to get there all the way there. Absolutely. That's absolutely what private coaching is for. 100%. How many calls? So you get a call a week. So if there's 4 weeks in a month, you would get 4 calls. And if there's 5 weeks in that month, you would get 5 calls. Just depending on the month. But it runs month to month. So it's not like 4 calls, 4 calls, 4 calls. So some months you may get 5 calls, and that's amazing. Bonus, bonus. Let's see. Marianne said, Coach Christy's medical background or Coach Lizzie's thinking out of the box will be for someone who has low self-esteem, not making progress, and is getting tired of stalling and wonder if this is all worth it. Marianne, I would pick any of the coaches for that. That is generalized coaching. We coach on that all the time, all of us. Well, not, I don't do private coaching anymore, but that's what I did a lot of when I was private coaching, and a lot of our coaches do. So if you have one that you sort of resonate with, I would 100% go and sign up with that person. Any other questions? What else is stopping you from signing up with private coaching? I know for me, when I first got a coach, because fun fact, all the coaches have coaches. Even Corinne has a coach, because I can hear your shitty thoughts all day. Mine, they're sneaky little boogers, and I can't hear them very well. They just run amok back here in my brain. So I thought, what if I spend all of this money and it does nothing for me? That's what I kept spending my time on. What if I spend this money and I'm in the same spot when I'm finished? What if that happens? So when you ask your brain a question like that, it will give you all the old shitty thoughts. You'll still be overweight. You'll really feel like a failure then. I will tell you, when we get back coaches' responses, the goal at No BS is that you say coaching is the best money you've ever spent. Private coaching is the best money you've ever spent. I will tell you, very rarely do we get a low score. And a lot of times it was, I was not connecting with my coach and I didn't know what to do. That's usually the low score we get from coaching. And all they had to do was reach out. The rest are typically fours when people are done with coaching. The better question is, what if this doesn't work? What if this is the thing that changes my life? What if this was the missing piece and it gets me on the right track? What if this is it? Mary says, what's the monthly cost of private coaching? It is $1,497 initially for that's 3 months though. And then it's $497 a month after that. Anything else holding you back? Let me know. Now is the time to ask all of your questions and let me know what you are, you know, looking for in a private coach, wondering if private coaching is right for you. What is holding you back? What is the fear that is stopping you? We do not have payment plans for that initial 3 months, Jen. It's you pay the first 3 months and then it's month to month after that. Y'all, you know, I'm having rotator cuff surgery and my shoulder's killing me when I just reached back. I should not, no rotation for MJ. None. None. All right. Any other questions? Insurance will help with this. If you have an FSA or an HSA plan, we have got a form for you to fill out. If you just go over, Jennifer, to nobswoman.com, the private coaching tab, and all of the payment, everything is in there for you. Everything you need is right there. All right, y'all. No other questions? Oh, Lizzie just posted the links. You can just click right on over there. All right. Any other questions? Come on over to private coaching. It is amazing. But like I said,
MJ, we got a question from Sarah about what if happens if you go on vacation?
oh, there you go, Sarah. Thank you. Yes, if you go on vacation, you just need to talk to your coach. A lot of it, if you miss a week, you basically miss a week. We do not pause private coaching, just like we don't pause membership. But I know for me, I used to, you know, see if there was a way that we could work it out the week that they were gone. A lot of my members would call on the phone. Like I would give them my phone number and we would just do verbal coaching. Coming up with a time that worked for them if they were not available to be on video. So that's what we did. So MP says 25 minutes a week for a month. $497, that is correct. That's the call that you get every single week. However, you get back and forth with your coach in a private Slack channel every day that they work. All right. Any other questions? Do they make food suggestions? They can. You know, we just talked about in the new module two of No BS, like healthifying your food and all that other kind of stuff. So we will be able to do all that sort of stuff. If you're wanting to healthify your food, figure out how to include different types of foods. First, we'll work on why do you want to include those things? Why is it important for you? And then we can talk through things that you want to try and you can work on healthifying your food. All right, y'all. Have a great rest of your Sunday. Go check out the private coaching page. But like I said, it's 2 to 3% of the membership do private coaching through No BS. So it is not for everyone, but a lot of our members do find it very beneficial. And so if you think that might be you, then head on over and check it out. NoBSWomen.com under coaching, private coaches. Trisha, there is a button you can click on the page about FSA and HSA. There's a thing. You can email us at support@pnptribe.com and we can give you the form. But we do have members who get it paid for with their FSA, HSA. Absolutely, we do. Yeah, we have several that do that. Audrey said, of that 2%, how many say it has changed their life? So I would say about 95%. I'm thinking about, because you do an exit survey. Let's see. Yeah, probably about 95% are like, it was so awesome and amazing and all of those things. I'll look right quick though. And just like look through right fast and see. Let me see. Let's see if it started at four. Yeah. So if I look now at, yeah. Between 93 and 95%, say a four. It was the best money I've ever spent. And then, you know, there's different things along the way. But yeah, a huge percentage of people say that. All righty. Thank y'all for coming and listening to, about private coaching. We get so many questions about private coaching in the membership. We just do these calls every so often. So we can sort of answer all the questions at one time. Just because so many of you are interested in it. And coaching is new to a lot of No BS women. I know before I found Corinne, I'd never heard of coaching, didn't know what it was, had no idea. And so I was super curious about it. And so we just want to give y'all the opportunity to learn more about it. What is it for? What do we offer inside of No BS? And I will tell you, I mean, I know a lot of you are saying like 1490, you know, 1497 for 3 months. If you go find a coach who is LCS certified, who has got the experience that our coaches do, and who Corinne, who have trained under Corinne, and right now we're in an advanced certified program with Bev Aaron. If y'all are from the coaching world, you know who Bev Aaron is. And then some of our coaches have even gotten certified in other areas. And so if you've ever looked at paying for private coaching, you would understand that that is not a ton. It is not that much. So I encourage you just to go check it out. Go look at it if you think you want to do private coaching. And thank y'all for coming. I appreciate y'all. I'll talk to y'all later. Go have a great rest of your Sunday. Bye, y'all.